Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, glory. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of St. Luke tonight. Certainly want to give a hearty welcome to each and every one of you here tonight. Hope that you feel the presence of God. And as Sister Linda said, the love and peace that only God can give. Amen. There is no better life than living for the Lord. None whatsoever. You could have all the wealth and fame and notoriety that the world can give, but you and I know that can be easily snatched away. But thank God when you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Can't nobody take that from you. And that truly gives us peace. From the book of St. Luke tonight, I want to focus our attention on chapter number 13, beginning with verse number 10. St. Luke chapter number 13, beginning with verse number 10. Got any saved folks in the house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse number 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit. Everybody say a spirit. A spirit. Of infirmity. 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately, everybody say immediately, she was made straight and glorified God. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you and love you, God, for another night and another opportunity to come to your house to worship. Father, we're so thankful for those who have gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray, God, you just open up that window of heaven. Pour out an anointing. Pour out a blessing, God, upon this congregation tonight. Lord, I ask that you humbly bless these lips of clay tonight. God, that you would allow the Spirit to speak through us, God. I pray that you would anoint each and every one's ears that are here today to hear from you, God. Speak to our hearts tonight, God. Give us understanding. Give us direction, God, that we may follow. Be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. Father, if there's anyone in the house tonight, God, who needs a touch, I pray, God, that you would be that one, Lord, to lead them and guide them tonight. God, to heal them, to save them, whatever the situation is, we know that you're able. We'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord tonight. Tonight, for just a little while, I want to talk on a topic entitled, Immediately Made Straight. Immediately made straight. I guess there is no one, probably a lot of people, but probably no one that loves the miracles of Jesus any more than Brother Eddie. I cut my teeth on hearing about the miracles of the Lord. So many times I would hear my granddad preach from the Word of God and tell the miraculous things that Jesus did, and they're all wonderful miracles, and they're all need to be told over and over and over again. But some of them I pay maybe just a little bit more attention to, and I began to kind of analyze the Word and think about the Word and think about what Jesus' thoughts were and how he came upon these situations to get honor and glory and to share with folks what God had laid upon his heart and his life to do. And it is amazing here we find that this was on a Sabbath. Everybody say an ordinary Sabbath. An ordinary Sabbath, which an extraordinary thing happened. The way that I read this Word of God, the lady who came was not expecting a touch from the Lord. She was not expecting a miracle. She did not come to the tabernacle or to the temple to be healed. She merely came to worship. Later on in that particular chapter, we learn that she was in fact a daughter of Abraham, meaning that she was an ancestor of Abraham, a Jewish lady. The Bible goes also in detail and tells us for 18 years that she had been stricken with this infirmity that the writer here, Luke, tells us it was a spirit of infirmity. In the 16th verse, He shares with us that it was Satan who had her bound with this infirmity, or the spirit of infirmity. Now, it doesn't say whether in her life she had maybe been disobedient. You know, sometimes it's not that we're disobedient that things happen to us. Many, many times that we think that when we face adversity and when we face affliction and when we face maybe extreme sickness, sometimes the first thought that comes to our heart and to our mind is, where have we missed it with God? How have we failed, or what have we done to cause this wrath from God? And it's not that. It's circumstances happen. The Bible tells us that it rains on the just and the unjust. Things are going to happen. So I'm not one that adheres to the fact that maybe she had disobeyed God and Satan had put this in the spirit of infirmity. But sometimes Satan just likes to mess with folks. Can you say amen? Sometimes he don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to have peace. He don't want you to experience love. He wants to upset your apple cart, so to speak. He wants to come and cause strife and all of these things in our life. And he has laid the blame on him to cause this woman to be stricken with an infirmity that basically one would say today maybe a curvature of the spine or scoliosis or some medical term. But the Bible explicitly tells us that she was bowed down and could in no wise lift herself up for 18 years. Now, as I read this, I want to tell you the first thing that I was impressed at, she was at church. Amen. If anybody had an excuse, maybe, not to attend Sunday service or Sabbath service, it would have been the lady with the infirmity of spirit. Maybe she would like to have gone, but do you understand what it was to make a sacrifice, to leave her home, to get up and make her way to the temple to worship and glorify God? Another thing that I was impressed, she was not complaining about her affliction. We don't find where Luke tells us that she came and began to complain about her affliction or even ask special favors. In fact, she did not even ask Jesus to recognize her or to touch her and heal her. Jesus saw her. And I believe he saw something in her. Let me tell you something. Someone who has an affliction, someone who has some type of handicap or something and still goes on and worships God and puts Him first, I believe the Lord is going to notice that. And I believe the Lord will bless those. Amen. So for 18 years, imagine this. You know, another lady was 12 years and the Lord touched her. But for 18 years, she could not lift herself up. And she only had to walk around in a stooped position. But yet she came to the house of God to glorify and praise Him. Amen. As she felt that was her duty and obligation. And God honors His praise. God honors those that lift Him up. I thought about how that maybe in those 18 years she had tried. Because the writer here saw fit to say that she could not do it. So that lets me to believe in my sort of imagination that maybe she had tried on several occasions. Maybe someone told her, if you'll take this particular herb or this particular medicine that'll help you, and maybe she did, and maybe if you'll try this type of exercise or this type of therapy, I don't know, the Bible doesn't say that, but I'm just saying if it's written that she could no wise lift herself up, I'm thinking at different times in her life she probably tried to and saw that it was futile, saw that it was impossible. She could not. For all her strength, she could not. For all of her determination, she could not. For everything that was in her, raise herself up in a straight vertical position. She had to walk through life for 18 years bowed down. And if you do that and try to look up, it is a great difficulty to even see where she was going. Brother, why are you talking about this? Because I'm going to get to something in just a little bit. But I want you to know the severity of this particular infirmity, of the spirit of infirmity that plagued this woman and caused her to have all kind of difficulty. Imagine taking care of your house. Imagine taking care of your family. Imagine doing the daily routines and chores that have to be done around the house in a condition where she could not even straighten up. Be very difficult, wouldn't it? Be very difficult for us today if we could not do that. But for 18 years, she had experienced this. For 18 years, she was bowed down. And I would imagine because that the writer said, this woman whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. Those that were around him, those that were in the position of religion, thought it was terrible that the Lord had healed her on the Sabbath day, but the Lord took care of that. But I began to think, you know, out of all the things that she endured, she didn't seem to be a complainer. She seemed to be one who had a determination to put God first in her life. God will always honor that. So here she comes. And allow me just a little bit. She's probably walked from her house. She's probably walked through the gates of the tabernacle and into the courts. And I would imagine on a Sabbath day that it was pretty crowded. There was a lot of people, and probably people would maybe give way to her and let her kind of walk in. And, you know, probably knew her from 18 years of, I believe she was a continual worshiper of God. And she made her way to her ordinary place, and not with an expectation of being healed, but with an opportunity to give God praise. Let me tell you something. If we can set aside the situations in our life, the physical ailments of our life, the things that plague us, if we can learn to set those things aside and not let them be a hindrance, not let them be continually on our mind when we come into the house of God, I will assure you there will be victory, there will be worship, there will be praise. If we can lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us and glorify and praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. She could not bend, she could not straighten up, but she prayed the Lord. What's our excuse tonight? Come on. We got healthy folks. We got folks, amen, that can stand straight, put their hands together, and glorify and praise God. It takes a determination.
Come on, amen.
This lady who suffered this spirit of infirmity, every Sabbath day she was there glorifying, praising the Lord. But she couldn't lift herself up. As many times as she tried, it was an exercise of futility. She could not do it. So she remained bowed together. But you know what? She glorified God. And she praised God. And she loved God. And on this particular Sabbath, where Jesus just happened to be teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, how many knows that I don't believe Jesus deals in hypothetical situations or coincidences. I think He knows what He's doing. I think He knows what His mission was. I think He knew and realized which synagogue this woman was going to come and be at. Maybe He didn't know her. But I believe within my spirit, amen, that He realized that there was going to be virtue, power coming out of His hands that day. I believe that He knew. I believe He saw her when she was walking down the street. You may think that nobody is seeing you when you put forth a little sacrifice. You may think that nobody's concerned, amen, when you do a little extra to glorify and praise God. But let me tell you, there is a Father up above, amen, and He's understanding and seeing everything we do, and nothing we do goes past His eyes that He doesn't see and understand.
Amen.
So as Jesus is teaching, the Bible says, behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Listen to that. I want you to get the severity of this. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, He called her unto Him. And He said unto her, what's your problem?
No.
He said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Hallelujah. Remember now, she could in no wise lift up herself. But at the spoken words of Jesus. Glory to God. Church, if we could get a hold of the spoken words of Jesus. Glory to God. Doors that you have declared closed in your life could immediately be open when we get faith to believe the words and the promises of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We would see miracles performed. We would see things happen, amen, that we've been praying and hoping for. If we could learn to simply speak the words by faith that Jesus did. Woman. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. There's an old song we used to sing. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. If you've been raised Pentecost, that could apply to anybody in the church. Glory to God. I remember when I was praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there was somebody beat me on the back, somebody hit me on the head, and my grandmother had a hold of my cheek. She said, Lord, bless him, bless him, bless him. But the night that I prayed through, I said, somebody touched me. It wasn't my grandmother. It wasn't my mother. It wasn't daddy. It wasn't anybody in the congregation. But I felt the mighty hand of God himself reach down. Oh, and he filled me. I said, he filled me with his spirit. Jesus laid his hands on her. And immediately, look what it says. She was made straight. Now, I know from a physical aspect that lady, in all the years that she had tried, could in no wise lift up herself. But immediately when Jesus touched her, the Bible says, and I believe the Bible, that she was made straight. I believe the curvature of those bones were instantly and immediately healed and put in the proper place for the enemy. That's something. Now, my God is something. He's able. But that was the physical part.
Come on, man.
And I began to think about that. And I said, Jesus, that is such a picture and a type and shadow of salvation.
Come on, man.
It mimics it spiritually to what has just happened physically to the body. Many of us, many people, have tried to straighten themselves up for years. Maybe not 18, some maybe more than that, maybe some less. Many of us have tried to make it a resolution or whatever you want to call it, or a new day, and said, you know, I'm going to straighten up my life and I'm going to be a better person and I'm not going to do the things that I used to do. And from this day forward, I'm just going to turn my head away from the things and work to better myself. But in no wise could we lift ourselves up. I want to tell you, in all of my goodness, in all of my intentos, in all of my self-recognition of the things that are wrong in my life, and in all of my projection, in all of my plans to do better, I could not in no wise lift up myself, because the burden of sin was so heavy. I tried, but I could not. I tried to do better, but I could not. But can I tell you, one day,
in the church house. I came to the altar and Jesus touched me, and immediately, somebody say immediately, I was made straight. Oh, hallelujah. What I could not do, what goodness could not do, what church attendance could not do, Jesus did it. Immediately, I was made straight. You know, in sharing and testifying and talking to folks and trying to witness to them, this is the one thing that fascinates them, and almost to a point that they really can't come to grips with it. And because of that, they can't really forgive themselves, because they don't really realize that all of the sin, all of the iniquity, all of the wrongdoing can be immediately taken care of. Because that doesn't make sense. Because we are told that, you know, we have to have recompense for when we do wrong. We have to make those things right. And I believe in that. But that's not salvation.
Come on.
That's not salvation. If you've wronged your brother, go to him. Come on. If you have animosity or anger or strife with somebody, get it straight. But that's not salvation. Because we're still bowed down with a burden of sin and the weight of sin. I read that the only thing that can redeem the blood, that can redeem us from sin, is the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. We can try to do better. We can try to straighten up. We can have a mindset that I'm not going back. I've heard people say, I've quit it for many times, but I go back. You know why? It's because you're trying to quit it. If you give it to Jesus, if you let Jesus touch you in an instant, immediately you can be made straight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm sorry. I just had one of them wild thoughts. Glory to God. I've ever had one of them back pains. And somebody say, here, let me jerk that back in. What do we say? No. Oh no, it hurts too bad. But it'll do you good. No. You know what I'm saying? I'll just kind of keep the pain. How many times I sat on that altar? No. It's too hard to be made straight. It's too difficult to walk. I know I'll never be able to walk that walk. I know I'll never be able to do what the Lord expects me to do. I know I really can't be obedient. No. I'll just stay bent. Come on, I'll just stay in this condition. Amen. Until it gets so bad. Come on. Until the weight gets so heavy. Amen. It has gotten us down. We can't know peace. We can't speak peace. Come on, we can't even enjoy life. And I'm not talking about being physically bent. I'm talking about being spiritually bent. I'm talking about carrying around the guilt, amen, of convicting power of the Lord, knowing that we're lost, knowing that if we died tonight, we would not go to heaven. Let me tell you, that's enough to bring you down. That's enough to cause you to be in a bent condition. That's enough to cause you to have animosity with your family. That's enough to cause you to have anger on your job. That's enough to cause you to be miracle in life when you're walking around with such a guilt and such a burden, and the iniquity of all your sins is piled upon you. But I'm telling you, Jesus is an immediate Savior. Jesus can make an immediate change in your life. And it's not that hard. It's not that difficult. He did the hard part. He did the difficult part. He has made it easy for us to come to an altar of repentance. Hallelujah. Have Jesus touch and make us straight. I love that. I read it again and again. It really sticks out in my mind that she couldn't do it herself. There's some things you and I can't do. I said, there's some things we can't do. Now, I know the mindset of a lot of folks. We're independent. We think
if it's going to be done, we're going to do it.
Come on.
It doesn't pertain to salvation. You can't do it yourself. You can't make up in your mind that you're just going to be a better person. I don't want to be offensive and I don't want to be abrasive. But let me tell you something. You can be a better person and still bust hell wide open. Because it's not about your goodness. It's not about how good a citizen you are, how good a father, how good a mother you are. It's all about the blood of Jesus. It's all about a born-again experience. It's all about asking the Lord Jesus to come into our heart and into our life. Because only Jesus can make us straight. I said only Jesus can straighten out the crookedness of our life. And let me tell you something. There's nothing so crooked that Jesus can't make straight.
Amen.
There's nothing so vile and so sinful in our past that Jesus can't forgive.
Amen.
We think sometimes that Jesus, his mindset is like other human beings. No, let me tell you something. You know, we may forgive one another, but it's in the back of our mind.
Come on,
brother. Come on. You just have to be honest with me. We don't forget it. We'll forgive, but we remember it. But we try not to let it come up or flare up, but it's there. But how many knows when the Lord forgives, He forgets it. Amen. We don't. I still remember the sins of my past. And that's the reason that I thank Him that much more. Because I was a prime candidate. A prime candidate means one who is lost. Amen. Glory to God. You can't be too lost for Jesus. You can't be too sinful for Jesus. Amen. He died on the cross for our iniquities, for our sins. And only Jesus can straighten out your life. Only Jesus can straighten us out. You can't do it. In no wise can you lift yourself up. But Jesus can. Immediately. Thank God that He is a God of immediate response. So many times in my life, He's been there as an immediate response. Many, many times. I shared this so many times, but it was remarkable to me. Everything that God does is remarkable. But when God just kind of saves your life and causes you to be not to be in an accident or something, you can't forget that. You just keep thanking Him. And I was going to school in Atlanta, and I was driving back on 285 about the middle of the day. Let me tell you something. 285 back then wasn't like it was now. It was more like the Talladega racetrack when I was coming back. I'm just saying. That's one of my sins there. Exceeding the speed limit. May I say, extremely exceeding the speed limit. And Bible says that we're supposed to obey the laws of the land. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. But I was flying low coming back home on 285 in the center lane. And there was a truck on the right lane that I was going around, and there was another automobile right in the left lane, so the center lane was all I had, and I was wanting to get past both of them, so I took the center. And I hit what basically was some loose gravel. Evidently, a truck had lost some of the gravel out, and man, when I hit that, it was just like you hit an ice slick. And the steering wheel just went completely limp in my hand. You know what? I didn't have time to get on my knees and pray. I didn't have time to call. Didn't even have a cell phone. Didn't have time to call anybody and say, pray for me. But all I could get out was Jesus.
Yeah.
That's all I had time. You know, and let me tell you, that car did not spin. Amen. It went right through that. I was able to get control of it again. The steering wheel straightened up. You're like, brave lady, that's just pure luck. No, it wasn't. It wasn't pure luck. I've seen people get killed in situations like that, lose complete control. Amen. So I know that our God is an immediate God. Immediate response. Amen. We don't have to get in a line. We don't have... Aren't you glad you, when you call Him up, you don't have to hear, hit one for this, hit two for that, or hit three if you need healing, hit four if you need counseling, hit five if you need a friend. Amen. Glory to God. I don't even get the operator. When I call, I get Jesus right on the line. And He's there immediately to touch, to anoint, to heal, to make a way, to save my life. Whatever the circumstance, Jesus is there. Amen. Immediately made straight. And I thought about for all the years that we tried to fix the things in our life. Come on. We're human. We try to fix them. We try to fix relationships. We try to fix this. We try to fix things that we've done in our past. But that kept sticking in mind. In no wise could she lift up herself. Good lady, precious, religious lady, faithful, but she couldn't do it. She couldn't make herself whole, but Jesus saw her. Can I tell you tonight that you're not hiding anything from Jesus? He sees your life. He knows what you're enduring. He knows what you're going through.
Amen.
He knows the trouble. He knows the strife. He knows the obstacles that are in your life. And so many times, I know that Jesus is not like us. But we would kind of say, why in the world are you trying to fix that yourself when you could just bring it to Jesus? And I don't have an answer for that. Because many, many times, and I'm just confessing, sometimes He is my last course. Sometimes He is my last option. And I don't know why that is. I think it's that independence in us. Sometimes we think we can just do it. We think we just make things right. But it's kind of like the little girl who was trying to tie her shoe. And her daddy was busy and she was trying to tie her shoe and she got it in a knot and then a double knot. Just got that thing. You know, just kept pulling and got tighter and tighter. Finally, she gives up and she takes it to her daddy. And her daddy said, honey, I can get it fixed, but why didn't you bring it to me sooner? I don't know why we keep struggling and trying to fix things and get more in a knot, and then finally when we can't do it, we take it to our Heavenly Father. Now, it's not an impossibility for Him because He's an immediate God. But I just wonder why we wait. Don't wait tonight. If you don't know the Lord, don't wait. Don't put it off. You know, my Bible tells me we don't have the promise of tomorrow. It also explains to me that the very breath that we breathe is on loan from God. It's not even ours. And if it's taken away from us, how do we stand at that time? Have we taken the sin, the burden of sin to Jesus? Are we trying to carry it and in no wise can lift ourselves up? Tonight would be the best night that I know possible to bring it to the Lord.
Amen.
To unload that. And immediately, she was made straight. Immediately your life can be changed. Immediately your life can have fulfillment and it can have a sense of direction and you can have Jesus Christ come into your life. Would you stand? Praise God. If our music would come, play something while every head is bowed and every eye closed. There's a song that says, and I'm not asking them to sing this song, it just says, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. So many times we take it, but we pick it up and go back home with it. If you have a burden, if you have a problem, bring it to the Lord tonight. Saints, would you pray? Please, every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's reverence the Spirit of the Lord that's in this place tonight. I believe He's calling. I believe His Spirit is reaching out to someone tonight. Maybe you're already saved. Maybe you're just wrestling with things that you can't forgive yourself of. That Jesus has already cleaned the slate for you and forgiven you. But that Satan, that old deceitful, evil devil, has afflicted you with an infirmity of bondage. You can be made set free tonight by the blood of Jesus. Play when you get ready. If you have a need, please come. I'll assure you we'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. There's such a glorious spirit here tonight. I feel the presence of Almighty God. It's already been talked about, the love and the peace. You can't get this outside the world. You can't get it anywhere except through the Lord.